When you hear of a popular brand success like Skims, Rode, Rare Beauty, or Aloe Yoga, you may think that all just comes from having a great product. But most people don't realize that it's the business behind the business that drives that success. There's an overlooked secret that makes selling and shopping simple. And that secret is Shopify. So the secret's out. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. It's the home of the number one checkout on the planet, meaning way less carts abandoned and way more sales going. I've been using it myself for 2 years with my own brand of women's feminine clothing and lingerie, so I know what the hype is all about. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/forthegirls, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/forthegirls to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/forthegirls. Do you struggle to find comfort in your body? Do you experience cravings, bloating? If so, then you need Hormone Harmony, the solution for women of all ages to maintain optimal hormone levels. It reduces bloating and discomfort and supports your mood and general well-being. Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. It has zero sugar and is gluten-free, dairy-free, non-GMO, and third-party tested. And the biggest benefit? Feeling like myself again. That's what women mention over and over in the reviews, and there are over 17,000 reviews for Hormone Harmony. For a limited time, you can get 15% off on your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code FORTHEGIRLS at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code FORTHEGIRLS for 15% off today.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Settling is not an option for me. Everything I desire is already mine. What if you can have it all? Because every day is for the girls.
Hello, hello. Welcome back to another episode of For the Girls. I'm your host, Victoria Alario. And before we get started today, there are some things that I just want to touch base with you all on. Some things that I want to share. I want to just kind of regroup. And to kick it off, let's talk about this podcast for a second. If you have not given me a review or stars, pretty please go ahead and do that. If you're a new listener and you are not subscribed yet, please go ahead and do that. If you are listening on the Apple Podcast app, I really, truly, kindly ask that you leave a detailed review on how this podcast makes you feel, why you love it, why you listen to it, why you're a subscriber, anything of the sort, and leave me 5 stars. And now I know Spotify has reviews as well. So if you are listening on Spotify, please go ahead and leave me 5 stars. I don't think that you could write an actual review there, but as long as you leave 5 stars. And again, if you're a new listener, please make sure that you are following and, you know, downloading the episodes, all of that stuff. I love doing this podcast so much. And guess what? So far, it has still just been a hobby for me. It has not actually generated an income for me yet. It is a huge goal for this year to really get this, you know, monetized and making money from it. But the one thing that I would say really allows me to keep going is, you know, more downloads, more reviews, more stars, more subscribers, because building that up will allow me to eventually make money, you know, doing this, because I'll get to showcase those insights and stats to brands and that sort. And clearly, I do this because I love it, not because it's a job. Obviously, I've been doing it since August. It's now May. And to this day, I've invested time, money, effort, energy with receiving no money in return. But I would love to eventually be able to monetize this, because I want you guys to understand just how much goes into creating a podcast. And I never want anyone to think like, oh, she's only doing this for money, because that's clearly not the case. This is truly a hobby for me that I get to be really passionate about and enjoy, just based on your words and your feedback, just based on getting DMs telling me this episode helped me so much. I love what you said here. I am now living by this quote. Like, that's what fuels me. It really, really does. But yeah, it's just the more that you guys help me out by simply just showing love and support in the reviews, the better. And then once I get to make money doing this podcast, I'll be able to put out more episodes and do it more than once a week and put more time into it, because then, you know, it'll just make sense for my lifestyle to take this on a little bit more full time. But for now, this is what we get. So I love and appreciate you all for listening and sharing your feedback with me, whether you connect with me on TikTok or Instagram. It's what keeps me going. So I truly appreciate all the kind words. And then other than that, I wanted to update you guys all. If you're not following me on Instagram, please go ahead and give me a follow on Instagram. That is at victoria.alario. And if you are following me on Instagram, head to the link in my bio. I have added a bunch of things here onto my link in bio. So of course it kicks off with the podcast, and then it goes into shopping my looks, and then it goes into my hair quiz. If anyone is looking to upgrade their hair care, you know that I'm your girl. I got you. And then it goes into the work with me form. If anyone was looking to work with me in building an online business through network marketing, again, you know I'm your girl. And then it goes into my Amazon storefront, which honestly, believe it or not, I get so many things from. People have been messaging me about things that they notice in my apartment. Where'd you get this plaque? Where'd you get this candle? Blah, blah, blah. And that is all on my Amazon shop. So you guys can find, well, my Amazon storefront, I should call it. So you guys can shop it through my Amazon storefront. I recently updated and added my Revolve favorites, because I feel like majority of the clothes that I shoot and post in on Instagram are from Revolve. So you could find them all there. But now, the new links come up after this. So as you will see, if you are looking under the Revolve favorites, you will see YouTube. And I am getting started on YouTube again. I am really excited. I mean, a very anticlimactic first video. It literally hasn't even gotten over 300 views in 2 days. That's honestly embarrassing, but it's fine, because you know what? This is my old YouTube channel, so it does have 9.74K subscribers. However, they followed me in 2018 from being on a reality TV show. I already lost over 400 followers because I had over 10,000 followers. So, you know, since I haven't posted, obviously subscribers unsubscribed because I was not posting. So I did lose a couple hundred followers, subscribers, whatever. But in any case, I'm transforming this YouTube channel into a new channel with me and my friend Claudia. And we're just going to do some really fun, like, best friend stuff, like challenges, maybe some pranks. A lot of you guys wrote on Instagram that you wanted to see pranks. We're going to do vlogs. That's really important. Lots of things in regards to food and diet and fashion and beauty and just really fun stuff. Honestly, when we hang out together, it's always hysterical. So you guys are going to get to be a part of that. And I'm excited for you all to see this side of me, because I'm very like strictly business and strictly beauty and strictly fashion and strictly advice, you know, on social media. So I feel like even though all of my platforms between TikTok, podcast, and Instagram vary in a few different ways, they're all pretty much on the same spectrum of business and professionalism, rather than personal life and like funny things of that nature. So this will be like kind of my life behind the scenes. So if you are on YouTube, be sure to subscribe to that. I really don't know how to link it, but it is linked in my YouTube. I would tell you what my username is, but I don't even know what the heck the username is. So if you go to the link in bio, you will see the YouTube. Be sure to like my last video, comment my last video, and subscribe to the channel. I did save two of my older videos. I deleted almost, I had probably about 10 to 15 videos on that channel. I deleted 99% of them, and I kept only two because they were my highest viewed. So I was like, all right, I'll keep these two because they had like 50K views and 100K views. The other ones had like 10K views. So I could do without all of those. But otherwise, I kept those two. And now Claudia and I will be transitioning that channel into ours. What else do we got on this link? Sorry, we're taking some time here, but I just feel like I really need to regroup with you guys. And I just really need to like do some homework with you all, because I feel like a lot of people don't really know how many things I do and how many things I offer and all the different ways to catch up with me. Anyway, going back to the link in bio, underneath the YouTube, you'll see my TikTok. Make sure you're following me on TikTok if you're not. And even if you don't have a TikTok account, like a profile, I should say, just make an account and follow and watch along, because I actually feel like I share some pretty good stuff that resonates with my podcast listeners, just a little bit more on like the dating side and relationships and the whole thing. So I feel like if you enjoy my podcast, you'll get to enjoy my TikTok too, even if you're not like a TikToker. By no means am I a TikTok dancer or lip syncer or anything of that nature. But you don't need a TikTok account, like profile. You just need an account to follow and watch. And then underneath TikTok, this is a really cool new app that you'll see that I just linked to my bio that says Scout My Locations. So this is a new app that just came out called Scout. And an influencer actually is the one who created this app. And basically it's exactly what it sounds like, Scout My Locations. So influencers are always, like myself, are always posting photos. And when you look at the location, it's not often specific. It's more or less just like, here's the city and state that I'm in. You know, like if you look at mine, it'll always say Hoboken, New Jersey. If you look at someone in New York, it'll always just say like New York, New York. You know, it doesn't really specify. Maybe it'll say Soho. Maybe it'll say Meatpacking District. But it doesn't say like I'm in front of this restaurant on this street corner or anything of that nature. So people are always trying to literally scout locations. People are always trying to find exactly where someone took a photo because they want to shoot in the same place. And so now the concept of this new app that I just made a profile on is to basically put the exact coordinates, exact address, exact logistics, whatever it might be, of where you took that photo. And people have to pay to unlock not to unlock the photo. They could see the photo, but to unlock the location. So say that you make a profile, it'll look exactly like, say, an Instagram profile, just a bunch of curated photos. And then if someone loves that photo and they know that they live in the area or they're going to travel to the area and they want to shoot there, they will pay to unlock the location and now you'll make commission. So the app is really cool because you get to help people by showcasing to them new shoot locations and helping them take photos and in the same sort of aesthetic and vibe if that they really like. So you're helping them build their feed and create their content, and you get to make money doing it too. You get to make commission doing it too. And if you guys know me and you know my podcast, I talk about money and getting paid for the things that you love. And there's just so many ways that we should look for other sources of income to get paid for things that we thoroughly love and enjoy. Not just be a sellout and do anything for money, but apps that are created like this one really help us to do what we love and make money doing it too, and get to help people, which is the most important thing, because you get to help other influencers who would never know otherwise where to take that photo. So you get to help them find it. So I think that's really cool. Again, follow me. I just linked that in my profile bio. And then the last two that you'll see on there is consulting and podcast consulting. So I have not done consulting for a few months. There were about 2-3 months that I really made some time for consulting, and it was honestly really fun. I ended up getting very, very, very busy. And I just really couldn't prioritize it, because the one thing about most of the things that I do is that they are residual income. So you get to make money without putting time into it. But the thing with consulting is that you literally don't make money unless you put time into it. So these are 30-minute long and hour-long conversations that I have to have. So I feel like now I'm coming up on getting some free time to spend on that. And also, I just noticed that my mic sounds really scratchy, and I really don't understand how or why that happened. I don't know if I sound scratchy right now. I just happened to play back what I was previously saying, and it all sounds scratchy. So I'm really sorry about that. I'm gonna stop for a second to see if it's scratchy right now. Okay, I think that we're good. That didn't sound scratchy anymore. But in any case, wrapping up this whole thing, yeah, consulting, check that out. Inquire about consulting with me. You guys will see on the forums how that all works. And yeah, once I can figure out my schedule when I get back from my trip to Miami, then I will definitely start opening up some consulting sessions and working with you guys. Girls, I have something to share, so let's take a minute. If you are ready to live in your highest potential, I have such a gift for you. If you are ready to awaken your purpose and discover the ultimate key to happiness, the Soul Star membership hosted by Janet Namaste awaits you. If you have listened to my podcast interviews with Janet, including an episode called Trauma, What It Is, How to Identify It, and How to Overcome It, and an episode called Jealousy is the Root of All Evil, then you know what a gift it is to learn from Janet. I have been personally working with her for almost 4 years, and it has changed my life. The Soul Star membership was created to support you in moving from surviving to thriving, so you can awaken all your hidden talents and share it with the world, plus awaken your Soul Star and live according to your divine plan. Each month, you will learn your unique style of communication, your love language, and awaken the healer within according to your soul's blueprint, so you can navigate each month with grace, support, courage, and empowerment. You will get a healing each month and an angelic transmission directly for you and your loved ones, plus a monthly guidebook and journal to document your progress and what you've learned. And guess what? Janet will be there live alongside you, covering thousands of topics, including manifesting destiny, letting go, inner child connection, numerology, regression, hypnosis, awakening consciousness, healing ancestral karma, and so much more. Whether you are just starting in your spiritual journey or have already begun for years, this membership will enhance your ability to live a soul-led life. There is no better time to start than now. For more information, there is so much you can read directly on the site. To join the membership, you can pay for this monthly, or you can pay annually and get 3 months free. And of course, this community has a discount. So for more info and the pricing, head to janetnamaste.com/for the girls, and you're going to check out with the code FTG10 to save. Now, on some browsers, you may need to add www. before you put the URL. So that's janetnamaste.com/for the girls. JANETNAMASTE.com/for the girls and insert the code capital F, capital T, capital G, number 1 and number 10. I am truly so excited for you all, and girls, this is going to be the greatest investment you've ever made into yourself. Now let's get into today's topic. So this might be an unpopular opinion, what I'm about to say, but we are talking about people caring about you and you caring about people caring about you and so on and so forth and all this kind of stuff. And I get it. Everyone wants to say, like, who cares what anyone thinks about you? And I agree to some regard, but let me kind of explain why I think that you should care in some regard, even just a little bit. I came up with this topic idea because a lot of people come to me on TikTok more specifically asking for advice and feedback on situations that to me are just straight up disrespect, and people don't really notice it. I mean, I think deep down they know, but they might be a little bit in denial of it. They'll tell me, my friend did X, Y, and Z and blah, 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 blah to me. Is that normal? She said I'm being, you know, dramatic and all this kind of stuff by feeling this way. Or this guy I'm seeing said to me, blah, 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 yada, yada, yada. Now I don't know what to do. And in these cases, to me, it comes very easily, as I know it does not come to everybody, but it's very obvious to me that I'm just like, well, the solution to this is to understand that this person is disrespecting you, is not treating you the way that you deserve to be treated, and quite frankly, does not deserve any more of your time, effort, energy, anything of the sort. So you have two options here. You can just completely ignore them and let it go and just let silence be your answer and let your silence be the closure and just cut it off and not talk anymore. Or you can communicate that you're no longer accepting this behavior. So if they want to be in your life, then they need to act accordingly. And if they don't act accordingly, then they can by all means exit your life. And the reason why these types of scenarios triggered my thoughts for today is because I think that so many people walk around with this mindset of, who cares what people think about me? I don't care what people say about me. I don't care what people think about me. And again, in some regard, yes, I agree. When it comes to your outfit choices, when it comes to your career choices, when it comes to certain things that make sense for you, they don't have to make sense for other people. But then there's the aspect of your life that you really should care how people see you, because that determines how people treat you. And yes, partially at the end of the day, how people treat others is a mere reflection of how they see themselves. And it says a whole lot more about them than it does about you. But I think about how many people don't even approach me with bullshit or straight up disrespect because of the fact that I make it so clear that it's something you cannot approach me with. It's ways that you cannot treat me. It will not be tolerated to me. That does not mean that I'm perfect. That does not mean that everyone treats me the way I want to be treated. Absolutely not. People piss me off all the time and do stupid shit all the time. But at the end of the day, I think a lot of people know who they can walk all over and who they cannot. And no, you don't want people in your life anyway that would be willing to walk all over you regardless. So that's, again, that says more about them than it does about you. But there comes a time where you have to realize it is my duty to protect my energy. I only have one life, and I will be damned if I live that life being walked all over by everybody. So how do you get around this now? You start to care a little bit about how people see you and treat you. Because the way that you love yourself is how you teach others to love you. The way that you treat yourself, the way that you respect yourself, is how you show others to treat and love you. If you show that you have no self-respect, they will not respect you. If you show that you have no love for yourself, they will not love you the way that you should be loved. If you show people, it's okay that you constantly waste my time, it's okay that you constantly talk down to me, then guess what? They will continue to waste your time and they will continue to talk down to you. So it's not to say that you should care what they think about you as far as things go that they really don't have a right to care about. But there should also come the point in time where you say, you know what? I do want people to see that I'm someone who can't constantly have their buttons pushed. I do want people to think of me as someone who will not tolerate their shit. So they will only come to me correctly. They will only come to me with respect, or they will not come to me at all. And I feel like I have personally done a damn good job at showing that I put myself first, showing that I love and respect myself. And it allows me to avoid lots of time wasting as much as I could possibly control. Not always, because some people are just fucking unhinged, okay? Some people are just straight up not good people. But for the most part, people know, oh, I will not even think twice about approaching her this way. Now, how are ways that we can go about this? How can we really do this? How can we set this straight? And it comes with all different ways. One, maintaining your energy. Guys, I talk about this in the very first podcast episode. If you have not listened to my very first episode titled, "We Don't Match Energy, We Maintain Ours," listen to it. Because what happens is, when you match people's energy, you show them that you're fine with meeting them where they are every single time. For example, if you have a friend who treats other people certain ways, like leaving people out, gossiping, talking bad about them, whatever it might be. If you have a friend who you don't like how they treat other people, you condone the behavior though, meaning you are on their side when they are in the wrong. You don't tell them, hey, you're wrong for that. You more or less are like a yes man and you tell them that this is okay. You make them think that this is fine. You don't call them out on their shit. You also encourage when they leave somebody else out. You're like, okay, I'll hang out with you. I'll go to this, knowing that you're not inviting so-and-so, whatever the case might be. But then guess what happens? You'll become that person's flavor of the week in a bad way. And at some point, you'll be the one left out. You'll be the one that they talk about negatively or gossip about. And then you're going to sit back and say, how did that happen? How did I blah, blah, blah? Well, because you condoned and you matched their energy when they did it to somebody else. Whereas if you sat back and said, listen, my time is too valuable to be bothered with your nonsense and your drama and your immaturity. I don't fuck with you treating other people that way. If we're going to go out, we got to invite everybody. We can't just be clicky and only pick and choose who's going to come with us. If we're going to have a conversation, I don't want to sit back and talk about somebody else's business when they can't even stand up for themselves. Because then guess what? They're not going to do those things to you or treat you that way because they will have much more respect for you. And I just think that maintaining your energy is a really important thing. Next, boundaries. Boundaries, boundaries, boundaries. Saying no when you mean no and saying yes when you mean yes. Say what you mean and mean what you say. Select your boundaries, choose what they are, and be strict with them. Honor them. Because a lot of people like the idea of boundaries. And for example, that guy who hits you up at midnight, every night, what are you doing? Where are you at? You don't want him to treat you that way, right? You want to be in a relationship with him, or you want him to respect you more. You want him to see you as girlfriend material, not as fuck buddy material. So you internally want to have these boundaries and you want to have these this different sort of relationship with him. But you drop your boundary every time he comes calling. You don't stand up for yourself. You don't reject him. You say yes when you mean no. And at the end of the day, he's not even wrong anymore because he's getting, what's the word I'm looking for? He's getting consent from you. Stop consenting to things you don't want to consent to in any regard. If anyone asks you to do something that you don't want to do, have your boundaries and stop consenting. Because then once you give consent, whether it is written or verbal, doesn't even matter. Because now in that person's head, you consent to this activity or this thing. So that guy that you want to treat you with respect continuously disrespects you because you have no boundaries and you're not staying firm in those things. And along with boundaries comes morals and values. I think a lot of people feel that they are often tested, like their values or their morals. Say that when it comes to dating, for example. Say that you're an old school, traditional type of girl, type of woman, and you want a guy who does things a certain way. You know what your values are when it comes to a relationship and dating. You know what it is that you desire. But you often find yourself in situations where you're dating guys, maybe you're seeing one guy multiple times, whatever the case is, and you never receive what it is that you're looking for. Well, why is that? Because you're continuously seeing him, which instantly off the bat is now consent to his behavior, and you're not communicating that you would desire things to be done a certain way. You have to remember, men are not mind readers. No one is a mind reader. Well, then again, us women might be because we are natural born psychics. We all know that we have that intuitive gut. But at the end of the day, men are not psychics. Men are not mind readers, but they ain't psychics either. Leave that to us. So they're not mind readers. So now you want a guy who opens doors for you and you're going out with a guy who doesn't do that. And you're thinking that by date number 10, he's going to magically become the guy that you want and treat you the way that you want. But instead, he just keeps doing what he normally does because one, you continue to go out with him. And two, you continue to go out with him without telling him. I've kind of let it slide the first, second date. I know you were a little nervous. I know we were getting to know each other. But it's really not cool to me that you don't open doors for me. Whatever it might be. And I'm, you know, take that as reading between the lines of putting your own scenario into the equation. So you don't communicate your morals and your values, and you're constantly tested on your morals and your values. But the reason why they're being tested successfully is because you're not standing by them. You're not sticking by them. So when it comes to things that you value, do people even know that they are your values if you're not standing firm in them? Or instead, are they just getting to do whatever they want, treat you however they want, without having any idea that it bothers you whatsoever because you have not made your values known or clear? And every time that they try to test them, whether it's intentionally or not, your values just crack a little more. They just bend more and more and more, and they start to become less important and less strict. Whereas if you showcase your values and your morals up front and you make it clear, this is what I require and I will not settle for anything less in my life, then people will begin honoring whatever those values and whatever those morals are. And so this is why I say, if we do care the way that people see us and the way that people treat us, we will ultimately be treated more the way that we want and the way that we deserve. And that might feel unnatural to us at first. Girls, I know so many of us, myself included, went way too long not being treated the way that we deserve. So many of us went through way too many relationships and through way too many friendships being treated way less than we should be treated. Being treated like an option. Being treated as if we are unimportant. And it bothers us. And it hurts us. And it knocks our confidence down. And it makes us feel less than. And then it starts to make us believe that that's just who we are. Oh, I'm the girl that never gets chosen. I'm the friend that always gets left out. I'm the one that's always on the back burner. I don't really fit in with any friend group. Guys don't really go for me. And that's just simply untrue. And I'm not going to blame you for how other people have treated you when they are just simply bad people. But I am going to say that we do need to hold ourselves accountable for demanding respect. We do need to hold ourselves accountable for showing people they cannot come to you any other way than what aligns with your energy, your morals, and your values. And if they try to come to you with bullshit or gaslighting or making you feel any way other than good, then there is simply no place for them in your life. You have to start denying people's access to you when they do not deserve it. A lot of people, I should say haters, a lot of trolls and haters on TikTok tell me, oh, your standards and you're too picky and you're too materialistic and blah, 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 blah. And here's what I will say to that. You can care about material things and enjoy material things and the finer things in life and be a good person just as much as you can not care about material things and not care about the finer things in life and be a shitty person. So I think that people have this narrative. I talk about this a lot in the money episode where people just have this really bad relationship with money and that carries over into their relationship with material things. I think that people believe if you present yourself in a certain way, like with designer bags or nice clothes, or you care about the car that you're in and all that kind of stuff, oh, you're too surface level. Oh, you instantly care about material things. I love material things. I will never deny the fact that I care about material things. But I also believe that I am consistent in everything in my life. So I have high standards for the men I date, the people in my life, as well as for myself. I hold myself to high standards. I like to dress a certain way, and that consistently carries over into my accessories, which now consistently carries over into, yes, the apartment that I live in and the cars that I drive and the cars that I enjoy. Because for me, I am just consistently a well-rounded person with high standards and enjoys these things about my life. And so when it comes down to caring what people think about you, no, it's not to say I care if people think that my bag is nice or my car is nice. Absolutely not. But I do like that the way I carry myself and the way that people see how I carry myself is in this certain way. And it's consistent all the way through to my life. I believe every single thing that I do, that I wear, the places that I go, all match up. I just talked in my last episode about how I'm going to Miami in 2 weeks and I'm staying at the nicest hotel. And why? Because I prefer to travel in luxury. I do not want to travel out of convenience, and I don't like to travel with people who are on the super strict budget down to the dollar where we can't do anything outside of this. Like, I just don't enjoy living like that. I enjoy spending my money on things that, you know, will really fulfill that certain aspect of my life that I like. And guess what? When you put yourself into certain positions of, you know, consistently being true to who you are, then more people will respect you and more people will believe you. And you can't be ashamed of, you know, these things that you enjoy that might not make sense to other people. Because the people who can meet you where you are will be much more enjoyable to be around. I talk about dating, and of course, we all have experiences where guys who don't really know us think that they can treat us like the bare minimum. I made a video on TikTok that went a little bit viral of a guy trying to ask me out to go to the fucking park. And then I denied him, and then he asked me to go to his apartment, and then I denied him again, and he's like, oh, what, you'd only go to a fancy restaurant? And I'm like, yes, I would, and now you're blocked. And I blocked him so that he could no longer contact me ever again. Why? Because he obviously doesn't know me, he doesn't know anything about me, and he thought he'd be able to treat me the way that other girls have clearly allowed him to treat them. And so, yes, we all go through things like that. However, when a guy actually has a conversation with me and knows who I am, yeah, they will take me to a nicer restaurant. They will order my Uber, you know, there and back. They do know what my expectations and my standards are. And it's just a much different atmosphere than when you surround yourself with people who aren't willing to understand your preferences and just simply don't get it. So, yes, again, this all rides true to me, along with saying, like, you should care in some regard what people think about you, because it will reflect how they treat you. And if you're someone who is consistently meeting people who treat you, again, like the bare minimum, it's time that you hold yourself accountable to hold yourself to higher standards and higher values. And then you will watch what your energy attracts when you make new friends or date or meet new people, whenever you put yourself into new situations. Again, holding yourself to the certain standard. And no, it's not to say that people will treat you based on the car that you drive. Obviously, freaking not. But my point for me is just that, like, I mean, I don't even drive that fancy of a car. I drive a Cadillac. It's a beautiful luxury car, but it's not a G-Wagon. So I'm not even talking about anything too freaking crazy. I'm just talking about the fact that I won't go on a date with a guy who goes to pick me up in a 1991 Toyota Corolla. Sorry, it's just not how I roll. It's just not how I want to present myself to the world. And so when there were people, yeah, in the comments being like, who cares? It's just a car. It's like, it's not just a car. It comes down to how you consistently do anything in life. Everything needs to make sense. All the things should match up and tie into each other. You ever see these beautiful girls who are successful and they look the part, they look great, and you're like, wow, I want her life, and she has like the great aesthetic on Instagram and the followers on Instagram, but then you know that her boyfriend cheats on her and treats her like shit and all these other things. You're like, oh yeah, please, their relationship might look like relationship goals on Instagram, but actually her man hooked up with my friend and blah, blah, blah. And then you're just mind blown, right? And you're like, what? How does that girl get cheated on when she looks like that and has this whole lifestyle? She travels and whatever, because she's not consistent in anything that she does. And there's the difference in that case where, yes, that person cares a little too much about material things and not enough about anything else in her life. So she would rather have the trips and the good aesthetic on Instagram and the high followers on Instagram and the relationship goals photos on Instagram where everyone wants her life. She'd rather have those things than bare minimum respect. So when the guy that she's with might have money, might have a good Instagram, whatever, treats her like shit, she allows it to go on because those things don't matter as much. It's a little bit too important for her to have a picture-perfect life. So when people are talking to me about, oh, you care about material things, I'm like, trust and believe that no one is, I'm not selling my soul to anyone for their money. I could tell you that for a fact. I would rather make my own money and be single than be with a billionaire who's disrespectful. Point blank, period. It's like these athlete wives. I can't say for all, but everyone knows that like basketball players and football players, for the most part, they are not loyal, but a lot of the women that they're with are, what do they call them? I don't know, clout chaser, jersey chaser. They just want money. They just want the lifestyle. They only care about the material things. They only care about the surface level things. And they don't care at all about what cost it comes with, because they would rather have the things than integrity. And if this episode teaches you anything, it should be integrity above all. Integrity in your energy, integrity in your morals, integrity in your standards, integrity in your values, and don't be embarrassed by it, and don't be ashamed of it, and stand true to it, and say yes when you mean yes, and say no when you mean no, not the other way around. Say what you mean and mean what you say. And don't just care to showcase yourself as the baddest bitch on the block if deep down, guys actually treat you bad. They actually treat you unimportant. Or your friends treat you like a convenient bus stop that comes and goes. And they'll hang out with you when they happen to be passing you along the way on the bus stop. But if you're going a different route and you're out of the way, you're a little too inconvenient for our friend group this weekend. So be consistent in how you treat yourself and how you present yourself. And how you let others see you and how you let others treat you. Because one thing I always say is that the way you do anything is the way you should do everything. You should not be this high class, you know, I got it all going on, picture perfect life, if behind the scenes you don't have a backbone. You don't even stand up for yourself. You are insecure and you'll just take anything that'll give you attention, no matter how low they make you feel. That shouldn't be your goal. The only goal that you should have in your life is to have good people in it who treat you the way you deserve to be treated, who care for you the way that you deserve to be cared for. You should see yourself as the divine, feminine, beautiful, magical, goddess, hot ass bitch that you are. You should see yourself as a prize. You should see yourself as a wonderful, good person. As long as you are okay with yourself, that is the most important thing, because that's when everything else aligns and that's when everyone else treats you the way that you deserve to be treated. So that's why I say it's not that it's important to care what people think about you as far as the choices that you make for yourself in what's important for you in your life and what's beneficial to you in your life. No, don't care about people who watch you on the street when you're just taking a video on the sidewalk. Don't be embarrassed to, you know, open up your tripod and take cute pictures. Don't care about what people think about you or say about you in things of that nature. I think that you all understand where I'm coming from when I say care about the deeper things, because ultimately you will be bothered way less with disrespect and more people will start coming to you correct. So that is all we have for today, girls. Thank you so, so, so much for listening. Please be sure to follow and subscribe to this podcast wherever you're listening. Leave 5 stars and a detailed review on why you love For the Girls. All right? Until next time, girls.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.